Welcome to another episode of Ultimate Key to Freedom, question, answer, shares, and feedback. This week we have one share and question from John. And John, I'm still not sure I'm going to get this right, so correct me if I still have it wrong. My mind machine is sometimes funny on understanding some of these kinds of things because it sees complexity where other people seem to see simplicity. So it sounds like it's Kovach, John Kovach, but if I got that wrong, I apologize. Okay, here we go. I have a comment and a question. First, I had a major aha from your answer to my question 3 weeks ago about an unhealthy lifestyle. I knew that there was no choice as to action in story space, but didn't realize how subtle or deep that level goes in inner space. That is, thinking I had a choice whether to beat myself up or not, or that this character had a choice as to whether to trust or not. It's all no choice, just watching what happens. I noticed this in another area in my life where in story space this character would be described as enabling someone by constantly giving them money. People close to me would describe it as others taking advantage of my generosity. Regardless, I knew that the actions in story space were true creative essence shaping itself into what it wanted to, but I had thought that my punishing myself for failing to follow through or to give in was a choice, or that giving in or not giving in was a choice. I'm seeing clearer that none of it, from my story space actions or inner space reactions, is a choice, that it's all appearances in story space and inner space. Ironically, this character John has noticed as a result of this seeing a major diminishing in intensity and in actions in both inner space and story space related to quote-unquote beating myself up or quote-unquote punishing myself. I'm going to stop there for a moment. John, to me, just being literal Robert, I don't find that ironic. makes perfect sense that that would happen. And, you know, I'll just say judgmentally, that's a wonderful thing. You know, it's one of the perks of this path. Okay, continuing. I'm feeling much freer, in quotes, and more relaxed just watching it all. A major ripple in my pond. I'm going to stop there again indeed. And I salute you and celebrate you for that. That's terrific. Being judgmental, but that's okay. Continuing, my question. I realize that for the lifestyle issue, true creative essence will shape itself into whatever behavior or lifestyle it wants. I guess as a holdover from the Path to True Joy course, I seemed to focus on changes being quote-unquote effortless, obviously based on a preconceived idea of what effortless would look like. Am I correct in stating that there's no such quote-unquote thing as effortless or difficult? There's simply what appears. In other words, if story space appears to change, and this character starts using terms such as difficult, challenging, stressful, etc., then it's simply a collection of thoughts, emotions, and sensations appearing in inner space with labels, judgments, and prior programming in the mind machine, all wrapped into a compelling story. Yes, absolutely, John, that's exactly what it is. That the opportunity is just to watch. That there's no one way anything would look or should look. Yes, John, absolutely correct. Again, I'll use the example of Harry Potter. If you're reading the Harry Potter story and Harry Potter appears to be going through a very stressful time where it's difficult, it's effortful, it's very stressful, challenging, difficult, or whatever, you are aware of the fact that a character in a story is going through a tough time or tough, you know, experience, just to use that language. But you, John, as the reader, no matter how much you feel for Harry or identify with Harry, you aren't stressed out. You aren't challenged. You aren't having a hard time. You aren't having a difficult time. Now, some people may say, no, Robert, when I read, I get so involved with the characters that if they're crying, I'm crying. And they're suffering, I'm suffering. No, it still isn't true. There's just more of the zoom effect. There's just more volume and intensity in what's appearing in inner space, and it's zoomed in so you think it's you. But there's still what I call in Ultimate Freedom. I don't know if you've gotten to it yet, finished day two. You probably haven't, but I think I talked, maybe I have, I don't remember. I call it the true creative essence window or the true creative essence perspective. In that perspective, there's never any stress, there's never any challenge, there's never any difficulty. It's just a complete immersion and reveling in and loving and enjoying, whatever you want to call it, everything that's appearing. You know, it's just an extraordinary story. Can't wait to see what's going to happen next. So these are the two things that can appear. There can be awareness that the John, in your case, character, or some other character who's listening to this, is going through a difficult, stressful time, or an easy, effortless kind of a time. There can be awareness that it appears that that's what the character is going through, and there's nothing wrong with that. Although those kinds of judgments, as you've talked about here, tend to disappear, but there's not a rule or a formula or a guarantee that they will. So there can be awareness that there's a character. In our case, we're always the heroes in our story. So you can be aware that the hero in your story is going through what could be called, yes, it's just mind machine labels and judgments, but what could be called an effortful, stressful, difficult, challenging time. But there's also awareness of the true creative essence window, the true creative essence perspective, the truth on all of it, which you have narrated here very accurately and clearly. And sometimes there isn't even the awareness that a character is going through challenging, stressful times or whatever. There's just a complete immersion in the story of whatever's happening, the pure experience without that judgmental overlay. That can happen too. All of it can happen. It can come and go, or it can tend to be more consistent. For the Robert character, there is rarely an appearance where it's the Robert character is having a really stressful experience here. The Robert character is going through a really tough time. It still can appear sometimes, and it's the perspective from the true creative essence window that's how Robert's story, the appearances in Robert's story could have been described, you know, could be described using judgmental language. But in general, there's the focus on the pure raw experience of what's appearing without that kind of a story bonded to it. But that's not better. That doesn't make me more evolved, so to speak, or ultimate freedom being more awake in my story, so to speak. Bear with the language. It's just unique ways that things can unfold. Like you said, there's no one way, no right way, no wrong way, no better way. There's just what true creative essence writes. So as I've said before, John, if you want to let this incubate for a while and continue, or anybody else listening, the dialogue, happy to do that. This is what I feel like sharing in response to what you said. That's all we have for this week for Ultimate Key to Freedom. So I'll say bye-bye for now, and I'll look forward to our next form of contact, whatever shape that takes.